This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken talked with Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed on Tuesday, stressing the need for all parties to commit to an independent and indefinite ceasefire in the northern Tigray region. The conflict in Tigray has killed thousands, displaced more than 2 million, and pushed hundreds of thousands to the brink of famine, with international pressure building on both sides to end hostilities. Blinken also called for Abiy to commit to steps outlined by the UN Security Council last week, according to the State Department. That includes the withdrawal of both Eritrean and Amhara forces from Tigray, humanitarian access, and the establishment of a process to hold those responsible for human rights abuses and atrocities accountable. The Ethiopian government declared a unilateral ceasefire last week after its troops pulled out of the Tigray capital of Mekele in what it called a strategic withdrawal. Tigray forces dismissed the truce as a joke, claiming it had driven the government out of the city. Nicaraguan police announced Tuesday the sixth arrest of a presidential contender and four other opposition figures, making it 26 people rounded up by long-term leader Daniel Ortega's forces ahead of November's elections. The five were arrested on Monday night on charges of threatening Nicaragua's quote-unquote sovereignty, like the 21 before them. The charges are based on a law initiated by Ortega and approved by Parliament in December, widely criticized as a means of freezing out challengers and silencing opponents ahead of elections in which he's widely expected to seek a fourth successive term. In raids that began June 2nd, security and paramilitary forces have arrested presidential contenders, among others. This is VOA News.